I'm literally not even trying to say hi to this dude, right? Oh. He texts me 30 minutes later, not even a hi is crazy.
It was just like the location tripping or something. You know what I mean? There's so many. Or
was it the
location? There could have been.
Was it the
location? That location never tripped. Found out my ex was cheating when she went on vacation. I linked her two best friends and had a threesome.
Nah, you're him if that's real.
You're actually him.
You're him.
Hey guys, welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host, Jason King.
Yes, sir.
Joined with my brother, Paulie.
What's good?
And on my left, we got Megan Yu.
Hello.
And on my left again, we got Jennifer Lee.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on, y'all?
A little change.
We hit the switch up.
Yeah. A little some.
Yeah, they want to switch it up. We'll see how it goes. Honestly, I'm not used to like seeing Jennifer like this.
Right, right. It's a little different,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's cool, though. It's cool. Mm-hmm. What's going on, though? What you guys do this past week?
Honestly, bro, I feel like a lot happened, bro.
Yeah.
But do you guys want to start?
Paul got COVID. Dude, how do you get COVID-19?
Dude, I know. In 2024, bro.
Did you COVID-24. Lose your taste and smell?
No, I didn't. I think it's a totally different strain.
I think
strain.
It's just like, you get sick, it's just cool.
Yes, bro, damn near the flu, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's just at work and shit. Yeah. I literally remember exactly who it was.
Oh, you know?
Really? Yeah, it was like a baby. And like they didn't think they had COVID. They thought it was just like a sickness. So I was like, oh, so cute. Like, let me like, you know, get all close. Yeah. And then, yeah, probably got it like that.
Mm. So like, you guys tested the baby?
Yeah, yeah. We tested the baby and the test results come out the next day. And we're like, oh my God, that dude had COVID.
That baby?
Yeah, the baby had COVID.
Damn. That is a downside of working in the health.
Yeah, dude. But it was my first time ever.
You don't wear a mask when you
work? I do. But like back then I was a little confident. I didn't know COVID was still a thing. So I was like, sometimes it droop below the nose and it's all good.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so. But I'm all better now.
Yeah, no, that is something you don't think about, bro. Like, you work at a hospital, like, you're probably getting sick.
No,
a
for
lot.
Sure.
A lot, yeah. Because
you're only seeing sick people.
Right, yeah. Right. Oh, so shit. I think it is paid usually, though, when you get COVID specifically at work, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure.
You was at home and you're getting paid?
You got PTO?
I think so. I have a feeling. But I didn't bring it up yet. But when the paycheck comes, we'll see. And then I'll ask, you know? Mm. But I think they will. They're pretty nice about it and shit. But,
Paul, wasn't that your first time getting COVID?
Yeah, bro. That's why, bro. Like, I was, like, super excited for the weekend because, you know, like we've always been talking about this whole 9-to-5 shit. You look forward to the weekend.
Yeah.
Literally, the Saturday comes. I, like, have a whole day planned with Emily. I take a COVID test that morning. Positive, bro.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, dude. I was like, sorry, Emily. You got to go home.
Dude, I saw you went to a K-pop concert
yesterday. Yes, that's literally what I was about to bring up, bro. Dude, that was
crazy. Who are those dudes?
I got so much stories to tell you. So this group is called The Boys.
The Boys.
I mentioned them previously, and the audience found out.
Yeah.
So basically, like, I'm boys with one of the members called Eric.
Yeah. The Boy.
Yeah, The Boy. The Boy. We used to play like baseball together back in the day, and somehow he just started inviting us out to this kind of stuff. But yesterday was my first K-pop event.
Right.
So first of all, like the performance itself, have you guys ever seen a K-pop concert?
Yeah, it's so well done.
It's really well done. But no, it was really cool because he gave us like artists backstage.
Right.
So literally, like I sit down right behind me. Have you guys heard of this guy named Max?
No.
He has a couple songs with Illenium and with BTS. That's like his biggest song.
Max what?
I don't. He just goes by Max.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he was like right behind me, so I was like, okay, that's cool. And then after the performance is over, they're like, okay, leave one song early and come to the back room.
Okay.
Dude, I walk in there, everyone's famous, bro. Except I'm just like, yo, like what's going on? TikTokers, K-pop girl groups, K-pop guys.
Who?
So Pentatonix, have you guys heard of them?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they're there. Yeah. Mark Twan from GOT7. Have you guys ever heard of him?
Mark Twan.
Wait, that sounds familiar.
GOT7's a big group.
No, GOT7 is pretty
big. Yeah. Like they're one of the they're really big. But he's from Arcadia, so he pulled up.
Oh.
Yeah. And then this whole girl group called Momoland. I don't know him like that, but people are like, ooh, Momoland, you know?
Yeah.
And then who else was there? Oh, there's like, do you guys know Justin Han by any chance? He's a TikToker.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so me and him talked for a long time yesterday.
Oh, really?
He like recognized me from the pod, and obviously I know these people too.
Is that like Hayden's boy?
Yeah. So they always all Hayden.
Yeah. Like similar age. He's like signed to the same people.
I know.
But it was dope meeting
this.
Him because he's like really big and like showing us some love and stuff like that. I try to get him on the pod, and then he's like, I don't got nothing to say, bro.
Yeah.
But then his girl's right next to him. She's like, nah, he's a big yapper. So maybe one day I got the number and stuff like that.
He's funny on TikTok.
He is funny. He looks like your brother a little bit.
He does look like my brother.
He does. He's tall and shit. But yeah, dude, there's a lot of people like that. Like the Casey Young girl was there. Like a bunch of just randoms. Like I don't know him too well.
Yeah.
But a lot of familiar faces. So it was a really good experience, honestly.
I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Yeah.
So you caught up with your boy Eric or what?
Dude, didn't even get to see him that much. Like beforehand, we see him a little bit.
Yeah.
And then like afterwards, we get to talk to him for like 20 minutes before they go to the meet and greet.
Yeah.
So like.
Where was this at?
It was in LA. Some, I forgot the name of the place, but it was like 7,000 people. That's a pretty big crowd.
That's decent.
And I
realized, all women, right?
All women. And they dress up so well.
Yeah.
Like they're like trying to get scouted or something. You know what I mean? It's actually insane.
Do you know what's crazy? One of my old coworkers that's really into like K-pop was there.
No.
And then I seen that it was the same concert. Yeah, she's like a fan.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine he comes on the pod. I wanted to get him, but like they're going to SJ. So it's like time didn't work out and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really dope, bro. I'm glad I went.
Oh, SJ's the next stop?
Yeah, SJ's the next stop. And they're going to Japan after, bro. World tour for real. Yeah. Dude, but it's funny too because I realized, bro, K-pop stars, they got the same like four moves, bro. It's heart.
You talking about dance moves?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. They give the heart to the camera, and because it was in LA, they kept going like this all concert. They kept doing that, bro.
Oh my God.
It's actually so funny. But yeah, bro, that's like about it, bro, for me.
Were they the only ones that performed, or those other K-pop?
No,
groups?
Just them, bro.
Oh, so everyone just pulled up to support?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they're on world tour right now, and also K-Con is today. So it conveniently lined up for a lot of people.
Dude, you know who I love?
Who?
You guys know P1 Harmony? You know Kyo?
Yeah. Dude.
That's my crush. Hit me up, please. If anybody knows him, please connect a girl.
K-Con is just a K-pop.
Dude,
yeah, it's a festival,
bro, but it's huge, bro.
It's huge, yeah.
It's huge.
Is it like a anime con or some shit? Like, what is
no,
it?
No, it's just kind of like a. It's like a convention, but also concert.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
They host like meet and greets, and like I'm sure there's a bunch of Korean companies that like host booths in there.
Yeah, dude, I think it's at SoFi this year. It's at a stadium. That's insane.
It's at SoFi. That's huge, bro.
It's huge.
Bro.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who else I saw yesterday? I don't know if you guys know him. One of the biggest YouTubers on YouTube.
Who?
His name's ZHC. Have you ever heard of this guy?
Oh, I know him.
Blue
the
hair.
Artist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I used to watch his videos a lot.
Dude, I was like, what the heck?
Oh, he was there.
Dude, he's huge.
Yeah, he is really huge.
Dude, he's like probably like 40 million subs or something.
Damn, if only he was doing a giveaway there.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, but all these people are tall as fuck, dude.
Oh, yeah? The K-pop guys?
Or no, not them. Like everyone else. The
YouTubers?
Yeah, YouTubers and all the TikTokers. I'm like, wow, bro, you're tall, bro.
Is it like only Asian TikTokers?
Yeah,
there
was like some white people, but it was like just like musicians.
Pentatonix was like the only white people there.
Yeah. Did they start busting out in song?
Dude, nah, but they were like,
Tonics is good, man.
Dude, they were on camera like dancing.
Oh, really?
Like they were like, yeah, we're looking for the best dancers in the crowd, and Pentatonix guys like dancing and stuff.
No
bro.
Way.
Yeah, they're like a gay couple, right? I think
Pentatonix.
Or yeah, like the white dude is the one who was there, and he has like a husband. I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I saw them like
Scott. Yeah. I think his name
is Scott. Scott. Yeah.
How do I know that?
And then it's the guy with the beard, the shorter guy with the beard.
Oh, I didn't see him then.
Oh, yeah.
The other guy
there?
I saw was probably the husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was cool though.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like you like those type of environments.
Like where all the famous people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do. I love it, bro. I love it. Like, I was literally
like, you eat that shit up.
Oh, yeah. Like, like, dude, I'm trying to talk to everyone.
Yeah.
So I just, like, I want them to see my face once. So that who knows if they see us again, like, you know.
Yeah. Did you go with Emily?
No, I went with like my whole baseball team that we used to play together with this guy. Yeah, so it was really
cute. That's super cute.
Yeah, but I fucking shit my tooth though.
Oh, eating Oreos?
Yeah, eating right before, bro.
You're too excited.
Yeah, you guys know bibimyeon, obviously, right?
Yeah,
like
the
cold noodle shit. They snuck an oyster in there, right? For some damn reason. And it was filled with sand, bro. I bite it, bro. I was like, oh my God. It hurts like crazy,
bro,
right?
No way.
You got a hole in your shit, right?
Yeah,
now?
Dude, I do, bro, in the back. Like,
yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to show you, but like, bro.
Is it like big or no?
It's kind of like, dude, it's sharp. So I need to go to the dentist, bro. It's poking me, bro. Man, unbelievable.
Dude, Paulie's getting hit left and
left and right, bro. Left and right.
Sheesh.
And I didn't know. So I'm like chewing gum to clear the kimchi nemse, you know?
What?
Yeah, because I just ate bibimyeon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm popping in a gum, and then I was like, yo, why is it crunchy?
Bro.
I look, it's my tooth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bro. But,
needs to be safety monitored at all times.
Yo, was your guys' Alinium shit lit, though?
Yeah.
Was more lit?
Let me hear about that.
Let me hear about that, bro.
Honestly, there was so many fans there.
Yeah, it was a good amount.
I honestly really enjoyed my time.
Oh.
And that's that.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't say much more.
Bro. I can't believe you guys both went both days, right?
Dude, the thing is, Esther and I... Okay, so this is the thing about, I feel like, Bill Graham, like... I feel like the lit people go on Saturday.
Mm.
Because on Friday, I feel like the older people, like, you know, they have work. So they're not like down to go to the concert straight after. So like the older people go on Saturday. That's what I noticed. So we were, Esther and I were in the crowd on Friday and we're just like, we need to run it back. Esther literally pulls out her phone and buys the tickets mid-concert.
Were they expensive?
And she's like, we're going. Oh yeah, she's like, God. We're going. And then Jason's like, oh, I want to go. Esther buys his fucking ticket too.
No!
Yes, bro.
No,
no dead bro. Ass.
Yeah, he was hugging her from behind and shit, huh?
Bro, wait, wait. Can I reveal what happened on your end? On Friday?
Yeah, yeah, wait, what were you going to say? Yeah, you can go ahead. I don't know what you're going to say, though.
Dude, Jason was devastated on Friday.
Why? 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 Oh, no fate? No fate?
No fate?
The fate was not in his cards, bro. And this man, bro, fate...
Wait, what happened? What's the detail?
I'll let him explain if he wants to, but...
Oh, man, I don't even know if I want to go into that.
We don't have to go into it, but just know...
Bad memories, bro.
Just know that, like, fate was not in SF that night.
Damn. That's crazy, bro.
No, honestly, Alenium was fun, bro.
It was like, hella fun.
Like she said, bro, I was... Dude, I was off the fucking Willy Wonka, bro. I was...
Willy Wonka? I was 30 milligrams.
Bro, I was fucking faded, bro. And like she said, bro, like... We hit an afters.
We did hit an
and
afters.
And I was so fucked up. And Esther bought my ticket. Uh-huh. And I made all my boys buy the fucking Saturday ticket.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, that's how fucked up I was. But it was fun, bro. Uh-huh. Like, definitely.
Did he play, like, all the regular bangers?
Of course. Yeah.
Damn.
And I think he switched it up to Friday, Saturday. So
no, he did. Yeah. So it was two different concerts.
That's like, good.
Even if it was, it wasn't the same shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So honestly, I love that venue. It's so nice.
Really? I was upstairs.
Oh. I was both.
Oh, both.
Yeah,
both.
But okay. I was doing my thing upstairs. Don't worry.
Oh,
you know, shame. Bro. Okay. Actually, I want to say this part because it's hella funny. I'll say this one part.
Okay.
Y'all remember that dude from Lost in Dreams?
Oh my god.
What about him? What about him?
Oh my god. Bro. So listen. I walk up the stairs. Uh-huh. And I turn the corner.
Okay.
He's standing right fucking there, bro.
No.
And I was literally like, oh my God.
Was he with Megan's man?
I think so.
Oh my God.
Dude, because Megan's man was blowing up her phone as well.
Oh really?
The whole
because
same
he thought you were there,
concert.
Huh?
No. He knew I wasn't there. But I was like chopping it up with him. It was cool. Like, I was like, okay, maybe it's a cute conversation. It just got way too much. She sent me like 12, like over 10 videos of Alenium playing.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Like, are you flirting with him?
Literally. No, in the beginning, yes. Because I thought it was like a chill, fun
conversation. Were you talking with him leading up to it? Like the whole week? Or just that night?
It was that night. He was like, Alenium question mark. I was like, I ain't going. And then he just kept texting me.
Okay, but to continue my story. Uh-huh. We lock eyes, right? And I walk the other way so fucking quick and like I'm literally not even trying to say hi to this dude, right? He texts me 30 minutes later, not even a hi is crazy.
dude, that's insane.
No,
bro.
That's insane.
That is crazy though. You could have said hi.
I know, I'm sorry. I felt
no
flustered.
But sometimes
no,
I wouldn't say hi either.
I felt
bro.
Flustered.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
Especially if you're not down for a part two.
No,
then
exactly.
It's hella awkward. Yeah.
Exactly. Why would I engage, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
just blow it off.
If you say hi, then he's gonna start like want to talk to you.
No, exactly.
Start following you and shit, bro.
No, for sure. Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, like I'm sure he's a really nice guy, and I have nothing against him. But yeah, so yeah, I had my own fun.
I don't know why I feel like his boy sent him like the clip of you talking about him. Of you talking about him last
week.
Oh,
on the pod.
Yeah, like you don't. Do you think he knows? Do you think he knows we mentioned it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But yeah, I was debating on whether to even mention this because I don't want to bring him up again. But I just thought that was hella funny.
That is funny though.
What was more fun, day one or day two?
Day two.
Day two.
Day two.
What about you? Day two.
I think the day one group was bigger, but day two, I think it was just more people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the music. Yeah, I think it was just more lit day two.
Okay. Shit.
I feel like this weekend right now is the lit.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Because like I know way more people going
same.
Today.
There's more no, people.
A lot of people are talking about it in even our comments about this weekend.
Yeah.
Not yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was doing a thing today. Yeah. It was a double weekend thing.
Yeah, I guess so. Shit.
Dude, I don't know. I feel like I went to SF just to fucking go to Alenium, bro. I feel like a DJ.
No,
that's literally what you guys did. Yeah,
so like, you know how I flew off Friday, I was gonna come back Sunday. Uh-huh. I literally flew off Friday, uh-huh. like just got to the boys' like house, uh-huh. chilled until Millennium. Uh-huh. I was so fucking faded. I didn't sleep not one second, and then I just kind of waited till everyone woke up Saturday. Uh-huh. And then we just chilled at his house till we went to fucking Millennium again.
Oh my god! And you yeah. didn't sleep the whole time?
And then I slept the Saturday night for like a couple hours, but like.
Whoa! What?
And then I left.
Oh my god!
And like, bro, yeah. I'm just like, what did I do in SF?
Yeah. yeah.
Nothing but go to fucking Bill Graham.
Right.
No, like, honestly. Nothing else.
That's your favorite though, bro.
Bro, I mean like Bill Graham.
No, I mean that you go get like food or something.
See, I didn't. Even, we got pho like at Saturday, but like, you know what I mean?
Because you're fucked and shit. Like, the hangover yeah, soup. Yeah.
No, honestly, Esther and I did the same thing, but this was honestly one of the most fun trips I've had in a minute.
Wow.
Like, we just, like, stayed in our nice-ass hotel and, like, ordered DoorDash, like, to our door. And, like, it was That's just fine. So, like, relaxing. And then, like, you know, getting ready was so fun. And right. I just loved it. I don't know.
How was the drive?
It that wasn't day? That bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't
After
that bad.
After filming, too, it was
yeah, we back, though.
It wasn't that bad either.
Oh, really?
Yeah. yeah I think it's because, like, you know, I'm with my bestie.
Right,
and,
right,
like,
right.
dude, her and I, like, do you know what's crazy? I never, ever get tired of Esther. Like, really? We could spend every second together, and, like, I want more.
That's good.
Oh.
Like, dude, she's gone this week, and, like, I'm empty.
Shit, really? Dude. Shout out yeah. to Esther, man.
No, honestly, yeah. I love you, girl.
I forgot she like, was on the pod for an episode, too, so our yeah. audience
no,
knows.
Yeah, they know
yeah,
her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They know her. But, dude, we are literally stuck like fucking gum.
Butt buddies, huh?
No, butt buddies for real.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's good to hear, though.
No,
mean,
I love her so much, but I just wanted to say that.
Damn. Is it kind of crazy to think about, though? Like, you
it's
didn't
so
meet
crazy.
Her that long ago.
Dude, I literally did not meet her that long ago. Dude, we dead ass, like, we always think the same thing at the same time, and we say it. Like, there's so many instances where, like, we'll say the same thing at the same time, uh-huh. and it's not crazy because, like, we just know.
Damn, bro. Twin flame.
Yeah, no, there's a couple people like that, like,
yeah.
you just don't get sick of them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
Damn, bro. Megan, did you do anything?
I've been killing it at work.
Okay, okay.
I'm doing really well, honestly.
I've been seeing your TikToks and stuff. Mm-hmm. The work TikTok. She's making it popping, bro, for the workplace,
yes.
bro.
Obviously, I'm trying to, you know, grow our demographic. And then I'm learning French.
Randomly.
Yeah.
Really?
I was like, I don't know. I was like, let's just, like, do something. You know? And eventually, I'm going to go to Europe, hopefully,
right.
again. And I was like, let's just do some Duolingo. So I'm like on it. I have a week's streak right now.
Damn,
mm-hmm.
bro. Damn, bro.
You think you're actually getting better?
I'm like learning. It's a very easy to learn.
Oh,
on
for real?
The way that they teach it to you. Yeah, it's kind of fun, yeah.
French is not the hardest language,
no,
honestly.
No, French is very easy to learn, yeah.
Can we hear something? Like a 1, 2, 3,
nice,
like count,
nice.
Count.
Je m'appelle Megan.
Oui, oui, baguette.
C'est bien.
Un, deux, trois, quatre. Yeah, I know some French,
oh, you know
bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, yeah, man.
No, you don't. Yeah.
I do. I took French, bro.
You did?
Middle school.
Middle school?
Yeah, I was actually really blessed in middle school. We had a random language wheel,
yeah.
and we were trimesters. So I learned French, German, and Spanish.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Ich bin de Paul. That's German. That's German.
Sweet.
Shit, bro. Yeah. But that sounds like everyone had a pretty chill week.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah.
I miss it already. Yeah. I kind of want to go to hard.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're coming out of retirement, too?
Dude, I'm like on, you know, that time.
Yeah.
You on that, dude. Honestly, after that weekend, I'm good. Like,
really?
I had that after EDC, I was itching. Now I'm just like, I'm good. I'm
dude,
really good.
I have that itch that you can't find. You know what I mean? Like, I had like,
dude.
You know when you have that one inch?
Dude, did you not feel
I'm on that
D-gen
one.
Is, I felt
dude,
so D-gen,
I was brain
bro.
Dead. No, literally, when I went back to work, I could not even formulate sentences.
Yeah.
But I'm back, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I just felt so D-gen, especially because I went auto. I took a flight all day to SF. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck, am I doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I kind of loved it. I don't know.
No, you should go to Hard Summer. I'm excited.
I know. I might. I kind of want to go.
It's big house lineup, and I'm really into house right now, so I'm really excited.
Damn, bro. When is that?
Next weekend.
Oh, what,
dude,
bro?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm even addicted to, like, the show. I'm like addicted to like the one night romance, bro.
Bro, are you serious?
Like I'm intoxicated.
Wow, dude, that's crazy. That's coming back though.
No, it's I know.
E-love.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the E-love.
You put that girl away for so E-love. Long.
I know.
You like done off the men 2 weeks ago.
Just Paul calling your shit out.
No, I'm trying to are you trying to get back into it or is it like on accident?
Into dating? No.
Oh, okay.
This is not a dating situation, Paul. Oh. It's romance. No, I mean,
it's like you gotta understand the rave bay lore. You don't you just
yeah,
don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. That
no,
is true.
It's not even like rave bay, it's just like that one night. Like
it's just magical.
It's yeah. just okay, I wouldn't say it's magical, but like it's just like literally like a fucking K-drama type beat. Like
it really is, yeah, right? So.
Like it's just so dramatic, uh-huh. so, and like yeah. I eat that shit up. Like
the next day, I feel like the guy is like kind of still into it though, no? And then you have to like let him off.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like on the guy's end, he's probably like so into you.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
No, it's so fun because like you have not a single wall up. For some reason, when I have like a rave bay, like all knowledge of like you're supposed to act cool and like not give a shit, all of that shit goes out the window. Like you just let loose and have fun for one night, and it's so fun. I totally understand it.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
Also, I still got it, bro. So. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was our Lennium trip. Honestly, super fun. Hard summer. Maybe.
Are you guys still? I remember you guys talked about escape long ass time ago.
Oh yeah.
If you going, I'm going for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just still remember that I did say Paul. Maybe escape.
Wait, yeah. Paul, have you ever rolled?
I have.
You have?
Yeah. Didn't hit me.
Oh, it didn't hit you.
Yeah.
So you've never rolled.
Yeah, never really.
Bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah. OMFG, that time I took it, but I didn't feel it.
Oh, you didn't feel shit?
Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We gotta do it.
But I am thinking about escape, going back to that. Yeah. I've considered it, because since a long time ago, I thought about it. So.
Please.
We'll see. No, I'll definitely consider it for sure.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah, we can get into this week's episode.
Yes, sir.
Should
we start with some questions? Because we got a new segment for y'all.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do some questions first.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about sharing food?
With your partner or what?
Anyone. With your partner, with your family, whatever. Like, what's your guys' limit?
I love sharing everything.
It's weird because honestly, in like a relationship,
mm-hmm.
I don't like sharing that much, bro.
Dude, I really? Know a lot of people don't like sharing, but honestly, it kind of pisses me off.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I really hate that.
Yeah. So. I mean, okay, like, are you talking about in a relationship setting or friend? Every setting?
Every setting.
In the relationship, though, isn't it understandable? It's because, like, dude, I could eat like a lot more.
Dude,
so it's like, I don't
want
to share this little amount, bro.
No, but for me, it's like, if you order, like, you can have a little bit of everything.
I see. Oh, you feel me?
Because she's trying to pick a little bit of everything.
Right.
But she's not gonna eat a lot.
A little something.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I ordered like some Chick-fil-A, if you take a fry, like I'm gonna be heated. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh my god!
Because you needed that fry to fill you up.
Because the fucking Chick-fil-A fries are so small.
I hate that shit.
It's like perfectly crispy and shit.
Makes me so mad.
If it's my girl, I don't give a fuck.
I asked this question because like. My mom won't share the same spoon with me because she's like, oh, that's gross. She ate this, like, she doesn't like sharing the spoon thing, you know?
Oh, on some germaphobe
Germ thing. Oh. Yeah. But, like, I'll eat anyone's food. Like, literally anyone's food.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'll definitely eat anyone's food. But your mom saying that to you is kind of crazy.
I know, but my mom is just doesn't like sharing food like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a germ
thing. That makes sense.
The mom is kind of crazy. Yeah. The mom?
Yeah.
Especially like your mom doesn't want to share your food. I feel like
she could let me eat off of her food sometimes, but she won't eat my leftovers.
Really?
Yeah, like my half-eaten chicken or something.
Yeah,
you know,
means she thinks you're dirty or something. Like, bro.
No, like my mom is like that with everyone.
Like,
no, it isn't.
Like that's
because
what
my
it
mom's
is,
like that with everyone. Everyone.
She actually
even
just doesn't
my dad
like it.
Too.
Yeah, she's a germaphobe or something.
Yeah.
Call
me dirty.
I will, like, let's say like Paul like eating like a Big Mac and he has half left. Like I'm eating.
I'm eating it.
But there's certain dudes.
I wouldn't eat that.
Really?
I mean, if it was Paul's.
Yeah, if it was Paul's. Like,
No offense.
Oh, no, if Paul's like I'm. If it's like Big Mac, I'm eating that.
Yeah. I would eat it before he touched it.
Well, obviously, that's a new Big Mac. Obviously.
Yeah.
That's not even pause at that point.
If he already like put his mouth on it, then I don't want it.
Wait, what's with all this talk? You just said like you're down to share food and all that shit.
Yeah, but like, you know, when you share with your friend, you're like picking it up and then putting it on your plate.
Right. Oh, she's talking about more like a polite, like cutting it up. Like,
yeah. Some like restaurant pasta type shit.
Yeah, like restaurant pasta. No, I'm down to keep eating from the same and like dip in the same sauce and stuff.
Okay.
But like for some reason, for burgers, like if Paul put his fucking mouth on it, I'm not eating that shit.
There is more saliva on that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm like.
Oh, because it's got like the bite mark on it.
If it has a bite mark on it. Okay, if it's my boyfriend, then I don't care.
Yeah.
If it's my friend, I don't care. But if it was Paul,
what the fuck?
No offense, I wouldn't eat it.
Paul's your friend, though.
Like, if it's my friend, then it's fine.
I mean, girlfriend or what?
Wait, what?
Okay, what about Jason? No, he's your cousin.
Jason? No, I wouldn't eat his.
What is this? She likes. But she doesn't like me, bro.
But like Megan's, I would eat hers.
Oh,
no, bro.
Okay.
That's not, bro.
She's calling us dirty now.
No, she is.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here, but. I feel like my girlfriend, I'm eating whatever, and she's eating my shit. I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyone else, it's like, it's more so like I'm down to eat your burger, but like if you steal food from me, then it's like I wouldn't like that.
Dude, y'all you know what I mean? So fucking greedy, bro.
It's not even greedy. It's
honestly,
like, bro, like
that's hungry, such bro. Like, don't touch what's mine. Mindset. Like, I hate that.
Bro, it's like,
it's so like, bro, you can get more food. And I know you guys hate that. Wait, do you guys hate when they're like, oh, we can always order more?
Dude, that's like, what do I look like getting a burger and two fries for myself? You know, I'm not a fat ass. I'm gonna get a burger and one fry.
And she can't eat one fry?
No, if my girl can eat whatever.
Yeah.
But Paul can't just start swiping fries. Dude, like, what the fuck?
Everyone hates you right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Paul's starving.
But Megan can, though, right?
Like, he's just sitting just like...
But Megan could
steal. No. Stealing fries is just only my girl.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna get mad at anyone else.
Like, facts. Because
it's so little anyway, bro.
Yeah. I do feel that.
I'll eat. Anyone's have eaten food, all of that food, whatever.
Right.
Food is food.
No, 100%.
The germ shit, though, like the half-eaten shit, it's really person-dependent. It's like,
are they a clean motherfucker?
Yeah, there's a couple people I wouldn't,
Exactly.
I mean?
Yeah.
Just know, like, oh, is he like...
You're saying exactly, but I'm in that category for you. What the fuck? Bro.
No, Paul. It's not personal, really.
Okay,
it's really not personal.
Okay, fine. Nah, I won't take it personal.
It's like
this is not supposed to be a heated question.
No, I know. It's not personal, but I just wouldn't. And I'm gonna be honest.
No, I respect it. I respect it.
But like, I would take your fries. Just not the boiga.
Yeah. They're untouched by me.
Yeah. It's like new fries.
Here, if I took the top one, you can take the next one, bro.
Yeah.
She just doesn't like guys, bro. I swear, bro.
Dude, it's but like, then.
All guys are dirty or something.
Yeah, dude, guys are dirty. Guys are so dirty. Dude, okay, honestly, I'll admit, some girls are also dirty.
Oh, some girls are so dirty, bro.
Just don't get me started on the dude. Your nails, bro, like the long ones. I know that shit's dirty under there, bro. Like,
no, dude.
Oh, I never thought about
you
that.
You know what I mean? Like you guys get your acrylics, bro. Nah. I know that shit's dirty under there,
dude,
bro.
Dude, I wash it with a brush like every day when I have them.
What the?
But
no, it's like actually disgusting if someone like has stuff under their nails. So I'm very like good about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like it's still dirty just because
it is dirty.
You just like fucking like rub the little mark off it doesn't mean it's not dirty no more.
No.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
There's still germs like hella under there.
So you don't like the long nails.
I mean, I'm just saying like you guys are calling guys dirty. I'm just saying like y'all be eating like seafood boil with those fucking claws.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, yo.
I wear gloves, by the way.
Hey, sorry.
No, but honestly,
no one
I get
is dirty. Everyone is clean. Okay. You call me dirty.
Going back to the
who
mom.
Did, who, did, who did?
Oh, wait, who
you
did?
Dude,
what did I say that?
You know
oh, you
what?
Did
you
that?
Saw? Yeah, you're you like did, your you mom did. Thinks you're dirty.
I said your mom thinks you're dirty.
And then that's why would you bring that up?
Because she's not eating your food. What kind of mom doesn't eat her fucking daughter's food?
Oh
that's
God.
Crazy,
no,
bro.
I'm seeing it. Let's move on to the next question.
No, but I feel like a lot of men don't wash their hands properly.
Dude, my brother never washes his hand after he pees.
Right? I'm a huge wash hand kind of guy.
I think I've washed my hands too much. My shit is dry. Like,
I'm a lotion right after kind of guy.
Really?
I get the lotion.
I have it always on me, bro. Always in the car, in the room. Really?
My shit dry, bro. Feel that shit. It's like too clean, bro. Like, feel that shit.
Feel that shit.
It's dry. Yeah, feel it. Soap, bro.
Okay, anyways. Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I've been seeing this guy on TikTok, okay? Mm-hmm. And this guy will be given a picture of a random street, and he'll know exactly where it is in the world. He'll be like, oh my God, that's Denmark. And then go to a random street, and he'll get it right, you know?
Talking about rainbow.
I'm guessing, yes. Yeah. And I want to know, like, do you guys think it's really easy to find your guys' address? Like, someone else can find your address very easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a normal person just using Google and shit?
Let's say there was like a super fan, you know? Lookie stalker type shit, you know?
Oh, yeah. Super fan? Like, if there's someone like that, they could definitely find us easily.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this exact location, you know what I mean?
No, they could for sure find this location.
Yeah.
Oh, you think they can find this location?
I've also accidentally leaked it on my vlogs and shit. And, like, I thought it was not a big deal.
When do you... Oh, like, you put your street number?
Yeah, no. I was showing, like a map of the location. Like, you find your friend's location shit.
And then through
the map, they're like, oh, my God, you leaked their address. Because, you know, technically it shows where I'm at. You know what I'm saying, too? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who's going to pull up? Like, no one's going to pull up.
We're not even that lit yet.
Yeah.
But we do. Oh, no. Recently, that one girl, if you know, you know.
Huh?
Oh.
That one creep girl, bro.
DM.
Yeah, she's
bro,
someone,
she's not going to pull up on us, though.
Yeah, but someone like she got that energy, bro. Yeah. Who knows, man?
I don't think so.
I really think it's very easy to find out
where you live.
Yeah.
Really?
I have like 30 people on Find My Friends, you guys. I like so many. I feel like, you know. And some of them are kind of like older high school friends that I haven't talked to in like so many years. But we still have each other's location.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't end it? Like,
no.
You know what I'm talking
also
about?
Like, yeah, there's too many.
Dude, that is, but it's like at that point where like, I hate it when like people flex. Uh-huh. Like, they open up the map, and it's the map of the U.S., and there's a bunch of people. I'm like, what are you trying to flex right now? Like, you got hella friends in, like, hella states.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, she's that type to do that. Like, yo, like, I got motherfuckers in Maryland and shit.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
You know, I got three in New York
right now. Flex, right?
Dude, it was like my, I don't know why I would just share my location with everybody when I was drunk, like beginning of college. I was like, let's share locations.
That's crazy.
And like everyone would share locations with me.
That is crazy.
And then you still have some of those.
I just have a bunch of them still.
Damn.
But like, I'm really not only looking at like the main people. I always look at your guys' location, my friends.
I will say though, do you guys find it awkward to end the sharing location with someone that you don't talk to anymore?
That's literally like a sign our friendship is over for me.
Not really. I mean, because like, it won't come up in a recent text or like, because you
does,
don't text
it
them.
No, it don't it ping does. You. It just like, if you open your guys' text,
it'll
say
so.
He stopped sharing. Right.
Yeah, but that's not really a big deal if you guys don't talk.
Oh,
yeah.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah. It used to like ping you, I think.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, it never did.
Never did.
No, it just shows on the text message on the thread. Text. Oh, okay. But I don't really care what anyone thinks if I'm being honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I found it always awkward because like it's followed up with the text like, yo, why'd you stop sharing your location?
It's never followed up with the text.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When it's with like a woman, you know, it's usually like that, I feel like.
A woman?
Yeah. If it's like some girl you talk to for a bit.
Wait,
and
you share locations with like girls talking? You talking to?
Yeah, or not like me choosing to. Like they're going to be like, oh, like I'm coming over. Like I'll send you my location. So you could like track
and then they
me.
Share that's indefinitely
the yeah and it just happens to be like
it's the trap
yeah it's the trap
it's yeah
the
we
trap.
Talked about this location shit.
Yeah.
I never share locations with my sneaky link or talking person. I only would share if we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
I don't even share it with my boyfriend.
You shouldn't
it's so toxic. Shit, because man, like
it could be for sure
they could literally just be at a friend's house and you're making up fucking narratives,
that's
bro.
Said. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, I don't think it's healthy.
That is actually true.
I could see that. I think, like, I could see why it's nice for, like, safety reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, what safety reasons are really going to happen?
What's safe? Yeah. Exactly. What's safe?
That is true. What's that safety? Is true.
Do you share locations with Emily?
Yeah. Like, even currently right now, like, she's driving to Vegas as we speak right now. And, like, for me, it's nice to be like, oh, shit, like, you know, they're making it on their way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dude, if you opened your fucking Find My Friends and she's at some, like, random house, are you texting her?
The thing is, so back in the day, I remember when we first had discussion, I was like that guy. I was definitely texting. Like, yo, what the fuck? Where you at? Yeah, I swear you said you're at this house, but you're at this house.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, the location tripping or something. You know what I mean? There's so many...
Was it the location?
That location never trips.
All right, wrong wording.
The location don't trip.
Wrong wording.
She's but you like, know what babe, I mean. My location is just fucked up right now.
Imagine that.
It could have been.
Bro, what do you mean?
It could have been that. Who knows? Nah, but back then, though, I really was like that, though. I would, like, trip about it a lot. But now it's like, dude, eventually you get into a point in a relationship, it's like, dude, that shit don't matter, bro.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, yeah, you're so comfortable, so yeah, it's actually safety.
I think it's definitely like something you should do like later on in the relationship. Great when you're advice. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I got one question for you guys.
Okay.
But what would you guys do in a situation where your partner's parents don't like you?
That would never happen, but
that's one of the worst situations you could be in.
You know what I mean? And that's a situation where you didn't really do nothing wrong. Like, you know, like some parents just like don't like you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if like you have a daughter, they're probably inclined not to like the boyfriend, you know what I mean? Yeah, Especially if you're younger, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I would be, if I was in the situation where my partner's parents hated me, I would feel so sad and, like, so discouraged. I honestly, like, would never bring that topic up ever again. Like, I would never bring up.
To your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Mm. That would make, you wouldn't bring it up?
No, I would bring it up, but then, like, I would bring it up right when it, like, started, but never bring it up ever again. You know what I'm saying?
So you wouldn't, like, try to fix it with him and shit?
I mean, like, I feel like with parents, it's hard to, like, really fix it.
It definitely is.
Once they have their set thing.
But I feel like you fix it by, like, showing your loyalty to their daughter. Like, you know, giving her flowers and then she, like, brings it home. And, like, you know, overall, I feel like if you're a good boyfriend, then she will be happier. And, like, I feel like if parents see that, like, they will come around to you, too.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
100%. Yeah. And don't do no fuck shit, you know? Like, don't, like, do some sneaky shit that will, like, get her crying and, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you just have to.
The parents will see her crying. Right, exactly. And bad assumption of you.
Like, you have to improve her quality of life.
Right.
And then I feel like the parents will also, like, start to see that.
Yeah. So you're just saying time?
It is time.
Time, yeah.
Yeah. There's no one thing you can do, like, you can't, like, go to them and be like, oh, I'm not like that. You show them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, over time, definitely.
I don't know. I feel like normally, like, parents won't not like you unless they have a specific reason, though. Do you know what I mean? No parent's going to be like, I just hate you because you're you. You know what I mean? There's got to be a reason why.
Just, like, a bad first impression.
Yeah.
You guys just met at the wrong place. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, let's say, like, they picked her up at the club and you're like, y'all were, like, drunk and shit.
They're not going to, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I feel like that. And, like, also, like, there's a lot of parents that just, like, are super strict about dating.
That's what I'm saying. Like, like, if I had a daughter, like, I'm not going to like my daughter's boyfriend. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to dap him up.
Yeah.
Yo, good job. You know what I mean? Like, it's... I'm gonna be so, like, watching him, like, judgmental.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do think, though, there's some situations sometimes where, like, the hate is not overcomable. Like, they just hate you so damn much. You know what I mean?
Right.
At that point, though, do you give up on the relationship?
You kind of just, like,
or just like, fuck it, whatever.
Fuck it, whatever. But, I mean, it sucks, but I think, like, yeah, it comes with time again.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I guess it does.
You just kind of have to avoid them.
Yeah,
it also really matters what your partner says about that specific situation as well. You know, if they're like, oh, whatever, you know, let's not bother about it. Then it's really, truly, I don't think you guys are going to last then.
Right.
Because, like, obviously, if you're going to marry that person, then you want their significant other parents to like you, you know?
Yeah.
No, so definitely. You should really see their response to all of that.
Dude, the worst part about having a partner's parent not like you is that the whole time you're dating, the parents are preying on your downfall.
Oh,
they're like,
yeah,
they're like, oh, when are y'all, they're literally at home, like, telling the daughter, like, when are y'all breaking up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, they're not letting you hang out. Like, oh, you're hanging out with him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you can't, or you better come home by 10.
I'm guessing this is the situation that you're going through right now.
and then she goes out with her girlfriend. She comes home at like 6 a.m.
But it's all G. But then it's all good. Yeah.
She tells her parents, oh, they're coming out with me and they got to come home at fucking 9:30.
Right.
What the fuck is that?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What the fuck is that?
I wonder what you did, bro. Huh?
Well, it's not about me, though. Dude, I don't know why you're trying to refer to that. It's not about me, though.
No, that is crazy, though.
No, I would feel so sad if my partner's parents hated me.
It's the worst feeling in the world, bro.
Dude, no, yeah. I feel like my dad was kind of like that if I was out with a guy, but it's because, like, they know you're doing shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
When she's out with her girls till six, she's not fucking, you know.
That
and
is true.
Ultimately,
that's
what they want to avoid.
But even
realistically,
if the parents do like you, you're still fucking.
Yeah, but so they're okay with it. Yeah.
Honestly, that basically is what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's having a daughter and like knowing like you know if she's out with a man, what are they doing at fucking 11 p.m.? Mm-hmm. They're fucking.
That's
the truth.
It's also crazy having like some 45-year-old hate on you and you're like 19 or 20. Do you know what I mean?
No,
I feel like that's another
big
thing that it would come get to me.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's, like,
the relationship's over and they're fucking celebrating.
Right.
Yeah. They're taking their daughter out to eat.
Yeah.
Like, hallelujah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just like, yo, what the fuck?
No, I mean, I feel like Harmony did that with all of my boyfriends when I broke up with them.
Oh, yeah. Really? Our grandma did that with.
She fucking does the clap. Like, she's like screaming,
no
shouting.
Like,
what
do you want to eat today?
She's like, Tareso.
Yeah,
Tareso. She's like, good job.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
She's like recently broken up.
Yeah.
Going through it.
She's like smiling.
Tareso.
Yeah.
Like, no way,
bro! Yeah. She does that every time.
Every time,
no every time.
Really? Yeah. To this day?
Yeah.
No. Like, don't even matter who she's dating.
Matter, bro.
What about with you, though?
Okay, wait. Still talking about Jennifer.
Okay.
I feel like though it's kind of a joke.
It's not a joke, bro. She's dead ass.
Is she dead ass?
No, I know she's dead ass.
Does she talk about it while you're dating with them, though? Like, does she talk shit to you about?
Like,
it?
she doesn't really like. Force me one way or another, but she has her opinions, right? But I just know like she don't like him,
right? Yeah. Right, you can tell, dude. Yeah,
you could tell. She's never liked any of my boyfriends,
but like it's like with reason though.
No, yeah.
Oh,
there's
you know?
No, sometimes it's without reason. She's right, also right. Like, you know, a little bit, you know.
Very
traditional.
Right.
Very old.
Yeah.
She's old.
Yeah,
she's
old.
And she got no fucking filter. So like I don't blame her, but she takes it too damn far sometimes, dude. Yeah. You guys think I'm unhinged? My fucking grandma is the most unhinged person you'll ever meet in your
dude,
life.
Yeah, bro.
I don't even doubt
say
it. Bro.
It. And like it's so wild that
like,
we
like,
don't even reply.
It's like low key like some slurs going on.
Wait, can I get an example?
No.
That's what it's like though.
Slurs.
That age.
And like you know, like when it's just so outlandish that like you can't even say anything.
Yeah.
You keep in mind I grandma like escaped from North Korea.
Right.
Yeah,
you know, that's where
yeah.
she coming from.
Yeah, dude. Of course.
She did?
Yeah.
Like she has like war trauma.
We should have her on the pod.
What? wait, what? Dude, a lot of that generation, that's what they did.
No, yeah, and like my grandpa also fought in the Korean War, so there's a lot of biases against other racial
ethnicities.
That's
literally what I was thinking. We were talking about the whole parent hating thing. Like, if we're being real, a lot of Asian parents don't like when their daughter or son brings home someone with like
another race.
Yeah, another race. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
and
very
like,
old thinking.
Even
like,
if they're not. But our grandma, like, he could be Korean too, like, but if he's dumb, don't let him be dumb, bro.
Oh, that's the worst one.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Dumb. Anything like that,
uh-huh.
like,
yeah.
anyways,
yeah.
I think she's just, like, very defensive. Like, she's very protective mindset, so, like, she'll find something to dislike.
Sucks.
And I think that's a lot of parents. Like, they want to find something wrong with you to, like, kind of pick on. But, yeah, she OD with it.
She OD
like,
with Jennifer. For me, though, I think she's a little more chill.
Oh, really?
Like, whenever I, like, would bring a girl home, she's only asking, like, what she does. That's her favorite.
Favorite question is,
what does she do, like, job-wise?
Yeah.
And there's actually a couple girls that she didn't mind.
Oh, okay.
Because their job was good.
Oh, I see.
Like Isabel.
Yeah, like they were smart.
Yeah, like Isabel.
Did you just say the name, bro?
She actually loved Isabel. No, we could bleep that.
Oh, okay. I was like,
yeah.
She loved her.
Yeah.
Like, actually.
Well, that makes sense, though.
She was hella smart.
Yeah, that makes sense, bro. Like, I would like her, too, bro. Like,
no, literally.
Yeah. That's crazy, though. Damn.
Yeah. No, dude, but you know what? Like, the guy that I recently went on a date with, mm-hmm. dude, he's top tier. Like, if you brought this man home, like, your parents would probably start crying of happiness.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I know.
Can attest to this. Tats everywhere?
No, crying of happiness.
Oh, happiness.
Oh, I thought you said
with a Korean
with, like, a
dude.
Really good guy. Date?
Yeah, didn't I tell you about that?
No.
Dude, I went on a date with this guy, and he was, dude, everything your grandma would want in a grandson. Like,
straight, like, software engineer, like, bro, fucking glasses.
Even better, bro.
I don't want to
describe his, like,
okay, so,
vibe.
Like, I'm just going to say it. Fuck it. So, he's a anesthesiologist.
Dr. Ting, okay.
He triple majored at a very prestigious university.
Wow. Top 10?
Top 10.
Oh,
and okay. Went to the med school. So, he's, like, let's bleep this, but he went to 3x.
Wow.
Yeah. That's and impressive. Like, dude, when I saw him, and he comes from, like, a good background.
Right.
Like, when I saw him and I met up with him, I was like, bro, if I brought you home,
yeah,
like, Harmony would probably start crying.
Yeah.
Tears,
especially because of the switch up.
No.
From the other guys.
100%. But, like, I just couldn't do it. Mm. I don't know why.
You're just not fucking with the boy.
Have, like, your grandma actually met your boyfriends? Or is it just, like, a picture that she's saying this?
She just knows. She just knows I'm not up to no good, like, when I'm with these guys. Because, like, when I used to live with my grandma, I used to be gone for weeks at a time. Like, weeks. And it was no good, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
I got a little lucky. My parents won't say anything unless we break up.
Does your parents let you bring guys over? No, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
And sleepover.
Sleepover?
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
my
shocked.
Brother's girlfriend sleeps over, like, all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, but guys
different.
Are different.
Different.
That
guys
is
different.
That
yeah,
is
yeah.
a little different. Like, I also, like, he's only slept over once, and I also don't want him to sleep over. But okay. They would be okay with it.
Really?
Wow.
Like, no issue, or you have to,
like,
kind of
like,
persuade
them?
No, like,
we would have to leave the door open.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind
dude,
of a big
but
thing.
Even bringing a dude over, like, I'm, like, this grown-ass age, and I still probably wouldn't be able to do that.
Bro, for sure not.
Yeah.
You're a girl, though.
No, yeah.
It's, like, yeah. I think, like, my parents are very, they like my brother's girlfriend, too. Like, they go out to dinner all the time. Like, my parents are like, why are you not getting a boyfriend? I'm like, not my issue.
I don't know. Leave it down in the comments. But I feel like a lot of people, Asians especially, can relate to, like, the girl not being able to, like, do shit.
For sure.
And the guy, like, doing whatever the fuck he wants.
Whatever.
Dude, it's actually kind of sad.
It's hell is that. Wait, your sisters are like that too, right?
Dude, I realized, I'm like, bro, why is she still out? It's like 11:30 p.m. Yeah. But me, I was out till like 4 or 5 a.m., bro. They're saying nothing, bro.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's actually really different.
Like, would your sister be able to bring home?
Oh, hell no.
Right?
Oh, like, especially, no, sleepover. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck
yeah,
no.
Right?
And Emily sleeping over.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. Emily sleeping over every day.
Yeah, dude. That's fucked.
See, that's so annoying.
I'll be so heated, bro.
But I'll be so mad.
Fucking around with Emily next door.
Literally,
and
literally.
I can't do shit.
Dude,
yeah.
I know.
I don't know. Like, why? I just don't understand.
No,
that.
My parents would let me because they let my brother's girlfriend sleep over.
Dude, but you know what's so bad about that? It's just like, it makes, like, sneakier daughters.
It does, in a way.
Yeah, because, like.
Oh, for sure.
And,
yeah,
dude, honestly, like, wouldn't you rather have them, like, safe at your own home instead of, like, at their place every day? Because, like, I think, honestly, like, it's not healthy for a girl to be in, like, their territory for too long, because, like, they make the rules. Like, they can treat you however they want in their house.
But I feel like if the girl's always going over to the guy's place, though, that's not, like, a weird thing.
It's not weird, but I feel like, I don't know, I think in my own experience, like, it could get very toxic because, like, you're in his home bounds. So, like, if he's yelling at you, if he's screaming at
you,
nobody's stopping.
I know what she's saying. Like, if you're, like, living with this dude, basically,
right?
And he's, like, paying for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, he kind of has this, like, ownership of you.
Yeah, like, power.
And, like,
yeah,
and power. And, like, you know, like, if he's feeding you, he can also starve you, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like,
what?
It sounds fucked, but it is true, kind of.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Trauma going on.
Yeah.
No, it is trauma, but I feel like a lot of parents, like, don't realize that.
Oh, yeah. They
that, that dynamic I is, like, very easy to happen.
Yeah. I feel like especially with Asian parents, it's very, very common for them to not let any significant other, you know?
For them, it's like what they can't see, like, they just ignore.
I was going to say, if you have a daughter, so you're going to let her bring her boyfriend
Yes,
over?
I want to meet them. Like, I want to see.
You would let the guy sleep over?
Sleep over? No.
Okay, yeah.
So then you already know your daughter's going to lie. Oh, I'm going over a girlfriend's house and they're sleeping over.
No, but honestly, like, if I meet him a couple times and, like, I feel okay, like, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Nah, bro, no fucking way.
Okay, maybe not, like, maybe, like,
latter
half of high school.
High school?
Bro, I thought you were gonna say college. Bro, oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty chill, parent. Actually.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've never brought home a boy in high school that I was like. I mean, I brought like friends over, but I would never bring a guy over to sleep over in high school.
Oh yeah, I'd be scared, bro. Kind of to bring over a girl too, honestly.
Yeah, I'd be scared.
I don't know.
Dude, but isn't it better to normalize those things earlier so they don't go so ham in college? Like, I feel like it's especially those people who are, like, so restricted in high school that end up doing the worst shit in college.
Yeah, I think it goes the other way as well. Sometimes when in high school, they're, like, so loose that they just crash out, basically. And they're just, like, you know what I mean?
Too. No, there is that, too. But obviously, like, you won't let it get that far. That's, like, if their parents are, like, absent.
Facts.
That's, like, when... you're like, I've heard stories of like the kids smoking weed with the parents or like drinking with the parents. It's like, bro.
Dude, that's
like,
too far, bro.
Yeah. That's like too chill.
I would drink with my kids, but I wouldn't smoke with my kids. In like, senior year of high school,
No smoking marijuana until you're grown.
Dude, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No, I'm not letting my kids see me drunk, though. It's kind of like a weird.
No, you don't get drunk like that. It could be like a cute little wine thing.
Yeah. No, I feel like I always grew up seeing like my parents and like their friends getting drunk.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird seeing your parents get drunk? Like they're like I've actually never seen my parents fucked up.
Like acting silly and shit.
Like my fucking mom is all fucked up. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to see that.
I think it's probably for me and you because we haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
I don't really see that.
I feel like I grew up on that shit.
I'm creeped out because I don't see it though. But they're probably used to it. Like,
no, I'm not used to it. Actually, I've never seen my parents drunk.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, what the hell, mom?
Yeah, I would be a weirdo.
But going back to the question though, like, what would you suggest? Like, time for the, if your partner's parents didn't like you?
Oh, I forgot that was the OG question, bro.
Time and just show them like you're a good man.
And you're trying,
Yeah, show through your actions. Everything is shown. And dude, honestly, like if you give up and you think like, oh, whatever, you're a pussy.
Yeah, bro, you gotta keep trying.
Yeah, you gotta keep trying.
For real.
Unless it's like super hate, you know what I mean?
Like don't show up empty handed.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, exactly. Use the right mannerisms.
No, but like I feel like there's ways you could show like through
small
giving stuff to like the daughter.
Yeah, like Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Yeah.
It's not just for your parents.
For
sure. For your partner's parents.
That's a good idea. Like get them a Mother's Day gift even though you know they hate you.
Exactly. Or like give them something to give them, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like be like, hey, like my, you know,
yeah,
this guy wanted to give you this.
Yeah,
it's like a box of fucking like chame or something, you know.
That would be the best. Some gift. That'd be the best.
You know.
Okay, I have a funny question for the guys.
Okay.
So you know, like when your wife gets pregnant, she can't, you know, drink or anything. So are you guys going sober with your pregnant wife?
Hell no. Dude, there's so many restrictions that pregnant women can't do. Like they can't, you can't eat sushi.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Like, and you wouldn't, and you're just gonna eat sushi right in front of her?
It's not like I'm gonna order a fucking omakase like and eat it in front of her, but
I think I'll
probably go out as less.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
what if she asked you to go sober with her? Would you do
it? That's crazy though, because you're saying basically I can't go out with my boys for 9 months.
How is that crazy? She's carrying your child.
Bro, that's actually
like
insane.
That's actually
for you.
No, but
say.
It's insane for you to expect that too from you. Like just because you can't drink, like you're not gonna let your fucking husband go out. You know what I mean?
Wow!
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 Yeah, I'll take over. Wow. I'll forget that answer.
Holy shit!
Is it a 1v2 or is it 2v2? What's going on here,
dude,
bro?
Dude, it's a 1v2, bro.
Oh,
a little bit, bro.
Guys,
a little bit, bro.
Always a goddamn.
It's a little 1v2, bro. Right,
Jason,
fucking
what?
Okay, at least this, bro.
Your wife is getting pregnant with your child. that you right. put in her.
Right?
I would say for the most part, you're going to be with her. But when the times I'm not with her, I might happen to like eat a sushi if I can't eat a sushi.
That's what I'm saying.
But when I'm with her,
that was not what
but
you
when I'm with
not
her,
the way that he said.
That's what he meant, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like when you're pregnant, I'm going to start blacking out every fucking weekend. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But if it's like, obviously, it's 9 months.
Yeah. But
I'm going to go out. In 9 months, I'm going to go out.
Oh, so that's what you're afraid of losing out on is going out?
No, it's like, do you, when I go out with my boys or even with you, do I need to abstain because you abstain?
No, that's not the answer.
That's not the question. Yeah. That's not literally the point.
No, like technically you're right though. Like, no, you don't have
to. But it's almost like you ask that in a way that you almost expect your husband to do that.
No, I'm not going to be asking my husband this, but like if I were to ask my husband to stay sober with me, I would expect an automatic yes.
Exactly. You're expecting your husband to do that.
Yeah. I feel like it should be
I feel like that's the least you could do.
It's literally the least you could do.
It's kind of like, bro, it's kind of like.
I want to hear this answer.
It's kind of like your wife, bro.
It's kind of like, this is an extreme example, but I have to make it extreme
point,
right?
Make it extreme, then.
It's like when I got circumcised. Okay. It's like asking you, hey, can you put a cup in your pants and not walk for the next 2 weeks?
That's
because
wild.
I
that's
got
like
circumcised.
That's actually such an insane comparison. That like doesn't even make sense to the point that I'm
makes
saying.
Makes zero sense.
Because I'm pregnant because of your doing.
Well,
do you know what
stop saying your. It's our. What do you mean?
No. I'm just
you
saying.
Put it in.
Exactly.
Me.
This is
you is your doing.
A
it's
together
our.
Thing.
It's our baby.
Yeah.
It's our baby. Yeah.
So then like. Treat it like your baby.
Huh?
Yeah. I'll come in and say this. If for one, bro, for like the most part, I think like most women expect this more than anything, that like because she's having your baby, bro, and like you're also super excited to have a kid, that like you don't even want to go out. Like you just want to be with her, like fucking rubbing her belly all day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like at that stage, you probably will be like that, bro.
No, I probably will be. Yeah. And like I said, it's not like I'm going to fucking leave her to get blacked out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But, like, I think you're saying realistically, if you were to go out, it should be okay. That's what you're saying, right?
It should be totally okay.
Right. If you were to go out. But you're not necessarily saying you're going to go out every weekend.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah,
but then like
Paul being his fucking PR person.
Yeah, I gotta save this guy, bro.
Bro, it's like she's like saying it like, "Oh, I don't want you to drink," and I have to be like, "Yes, master." You know what I mean?
You're
like,
just taking it that way, bro.
She just said like,
no,
"Oh,
but
I expect an immediate
like,
yes."
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Expect just is like a interesting word where
you know
it's
what
like
I'm saying.
I feel like
it's like I feel like if I'm doing my job as the man and taking care of you, and you don't have to work in these next 9 months, and I'm working every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because, like, you can't eat sushi and just because you can't eat drink, like, and you ask me not to do that, like, I'm not just going to be like, yes.
Wait, where did this whole, like, not working come from?
Well, you're not going to work if you're having a baby, right?
So you're going to support.
I would work until
I. Yeah, know. Obviously, like, if we're having a baby, we're married.
Trying to support, yeah.
Like,
yeah
that's
yeah.
my wife.
Yeah.
I'm taking care of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like I'm doing all these things.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, when you ask me, oh, like, you can't drink.
Right.
I have to be like, oh, yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. Like, I know, literally, you're just saying, like, but.
I think you just didn't like my delivery.
Yeah, I think it's, like, the delivery
but
issue.
I think
both
it's just,
sides
like,
right
the
here,
concept
a,
of it.
Yeah.
You know?
You're basically saying you shouldn't be forced to do anything, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's, I'm not.
Pretty much.
I've thought about this, too. It's like, even if I love my wife, it's like, bro, like.
Right.
You really think you're going to go 9 months without, like.
I feel like I'm not. Oh no! Definitely not. Okay. But I'm saying like most of the time, naturally, I will probably be with her. So there's a chance I won't eat sushi for 9 months.
I feel like Paul, you would eat it in your car.
Sure, yeah, I'll eat it in my car. It is my favorite food. But you know what I mean, though. Like you're gonna like wanna be like with her.
No,
yeah.
Of course.
So like she's not gonna.
But you gotta understand, like 9 months is a long. That's almost a year.
It is.
About a year. You're saying you're not gonna go see your boys for a year.
You could see him and not drink, though. You feel me?
Like, dude, I feel like you just, like, never really, like, been in love before.
I really don't think
so. Like, I truly feel like you haven't felt like that, like,
person. You will do everything and anything for this person.
Yeah, that, like, love, that, like.
Yeah.
You just haven't,
Because, like, I feel like it should be an automatic yes.
Because I feel like all those things and, like, all those, like, expectations, they get broken down by, like, how much you love somebody.
Them. Yeah. And they don't even seem like a line to you.
Yeah. They're like, just, you wouldn't feel like this if it's, like, the woman you love and, like, they're holding your child. Yeah. Like, this is, like, literally, like, such a small thing to you. It becomes, like, so small compared to, like, how much you love them.
Are you asking your husband to stop drinking if you get pregnant?
No, I don't mind.
No, I wouldn't, like, force him to do it, but I wouldn't want him to do any of that stuff in front of me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he could do it in front of me.
If you ask him, he says no, like, what are you doing?
Like, you'd get cheesed, though. She'd probably get cheesed.
Oh, yeah, I'd get cheesed. I think I'm more of, like, honestly, this whole pregnancy thing, like, it rubs my brain the wrong way every time I talk about it. Because I'm so, like, I'm honestly pissed that, like, girls have to get pregnant. Mm. But I'm also just really afraid of getting pregnant. Like, birth.
It is
in
scary.
General.
It is
so scary. I have, like, this big old, I have a block in my brain that, like, why do girls only have to go through all this suffering? And I just see so much, like, obviously, it's so beautiful. You get, obviously, a child at the end. But I'm very scared of the journey and stuff like that. So I have this mental block with it.
All right, y'all, so we're going to introduce a new segment to you guys. We had you guys submit your craziest confessions, and I will say, they haven't seen it yet, but I've read a couple. Bro, y'all are some crazy motherfuckers, bro, that be watching us, bro. So basically, I guess we could, like, go through it one by one. Let me pass the phone down. Yeah, so I screenshotted a couple.
So are we just reacting to it and then, like, maybe, like, saying what we would do?
Yeah, we could give, like, situations, like, if we were in her shoes, type what shit, we do, shit, you know, okay, shit okay, like okay, that. Okay. But the first one, he didn't. Some people said they wanted to be anonymous. So I'll say the person who said, because you guys probably wouldn't.
I just keep it all. No, anonymous. Just all.
Okay.
Keep it all anonymous.
Okay. Someone said that as a teen, I used my mom's back massager as a vibrator. Lol. But tell me who didn't do that.
Back massager as a vibrator?
Yeah. The thing with the hook, right?
Yeah. Oh, is that a thing that girls do?
Wait, what
the hook?
There's
the
like
hook?
A back massager. It kind of looks like a toy,
oh, it's like
right?
It's like a hook, but it doesn't vibrate.
It doesn't vibrate.
No, there is some that vibrate. I've seen it. Like you just go like this, and it's like it's kind of similar.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
she said, "Tell me who didn't do that."
Yeah, she's like, "Tell me who didn't do that."
I don't know if that's a popular.
No, it's facts.
It's facts.
Oh, it's facts. Oh.
No, it's so really?
Bad. Yeah. No, you use something like I feel like toothbrush.
Toothbrush.
Is
yeah.
Like a
whoa! I've never heard of this.
Wait, what? It's just a universal girl thing. Like you wouldn't be able to understand.
Like a manual or automatic electric toothbrush?
The electric one.
Electric one.
Because it buzzes.
Like you're using
because it vibrates.
The bristles?
The bristle?
No,
or
I mean
the
body.
The body,
the body end?
Oh,
yeah. No, actually,
I get it.
I use
the like
an old one.
A face
what do you mean
massager.
Old, oh, like a one you don't use.
Yeah,
no
like
more.
One I don't use.
Oh, it
no
better
more.
Be not one. What the fuck are you? You like flip it and then brush your teeth after.
Relax.
Yo, better be an old one, bro.
Relax, bro.
I would use one of those like face massager ones. It was like those face washing massagers.
Also, girls are creative normally.
No, they're creative.
It. Oh wow.
So like, dude, actually, no, actually, I'm not gonna get into
toothbrush
that. But
is going
dude,
viral, bro.
When you do that like the first time, you get hooked.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Your toothbrush works overtime after that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Is it overdrive?
Bro, like girls will. Girls get real creative. Y'all don't even know.
Dude, have you ever heard
you
of
can't
this?
Can't order shit.
Yeah, you can't order anything.
Yeah, oh yeah, that is
when you're younger.
You got the Amazons under the family account.
Yeah. That and it literally delivers to your house. Yeah. And like, I feel like parents love to open shit.
Open shit.
Open
they
shit.
They do.
Bro,
they do.
Fucking open it out the plastic, drop it on my desk.
Yeah.
Where's the box? It's not even in the wrapper no more.
Everything's
like all assembled and everything. I'm like,
oh my god.
Oh my god.
You know what's like most popular with girls though?
What?
The shower head.
The shower head is
what?
Popular. Or like, dude,
about?
You know?
What
oh my god.
Super head, super, super.
What? Oh, this, the like
you know
that mode.
You know a crazy one?
Yeah.
The jacuzzi jet.
Holy shit! Shut the fuck up.
What, dude? Like it's a thing.
Yo, that's
it's
like
a thing.
This is so like,
well, like
girls
well, like
will so understand.
That's
all
like
of
a
this.
Public ass shit. So what is the position on that? Like you're literally face in the that's weird as fuck.
Yeah.
I never did it long enough where I actually like
climax. Oh. Like, just like in passing, it's
just
pleasant.
Yeah, in passing, it's just a funny scene.
You don't have to,
because the jet comes out from the wall, so you're
you don't have to face it.
Right.
Oh, from the backside.
You have to face it. Yeah.
Because what are you doing, like doggy on that shit?
Yeah, because it goes on your clitoris.
All right, I got the next confession right here.
Okay.
So,
is it a long one or short?
No, it's a short one. So this person said, my married female manager fucked me at work. She's pregnant and her husband thinks it's his.
No!
Man, that's crazy, bro.
That's
a
crazy one.
Bro, I feel like that's cap. I feel like that's cap.
Yeah, it might be cap.
Smells a little.
Yeah, but if that's true, I don't even know what you do.
Yeah, what would you do?
That's actually insane.
You just keep your mouth shut.
Until what, the DNA test comes out?
I mean, you'll see when the baby comes out.
Exactly.
No, but if it's like, let's say it's like an Asian dude, and the husband's Asian.
Yeah. I honestly feel like you could tell.
Oh, really?
Or like the dad will get a sense that like,
something's off. It's not.
Yeah, I feel like you genuinely like,
no,
like you feel. Really?
I feel like the mom can feel that.
No, I feel like the dad can too.
No, I feel like the mom can.
It's like if I gave you like 10 babies.
Yeah.
10 Asian babies.
Right.
Can you tell which one is yours?
It would be tough, I think.
Dude, that's
tough. I think like as they age, I would be able to tell maybe by the looks.
At that point, it's fucking
too
late.
Yeah.
No, I honestly feel like
at that point it's too late though.
No, baby switching is such a thing.
Yeah.
And
you know
exactly, and people don't even realize.
Yeah, people don't realize.
Damn, bro.
That's why they always fucked.
Bro, I feel like this is cap, but if this is real, bro, like you gotta tell. You gotta tell your husband that's not.
I would just like slip like a ominous note that's like check your DNA.
You know what I mean?
Like to the husband. To the husband.
Yeah.
Oh, like
because like then it'll raise some suspicions, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because this dude's the coworker.
Oh, like you're saying the coworker should let the man.
Yeah,
know.
Just like make a fake Instagram account like just DM him. Because like at least then that will raise some suspicions, right? That will like plant a seed.
But you're gonna he's gonna lose his job because then the female manager is going to realize that someone DM'd him.
Bro, get another job. That's not
true.
Dude, you shouldn't even stay in that job.
Why I was
going to
say, what if he
manager?
Enjoys like what's going on with the manager still?
Then
so
you're
he doesn't want to give it up yet, you know?
I feel like honestly, they're still going at it.
Yeah, honestly, the employee, the guy employee, it's not really.
You are now an elite employee.
You know what I'm saying? You're just a guy fucking your manager.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, it is a fuck situation.
Definitely.
But it's not like really like.
Damn,
you laying it down or what?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, but actually, I guess it's his baby too now.
It is. That's the problem.
That is the problem.
That is a problem.
Oh my god! You might not want a baby.
Yeah,
it's the employee's baby now.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Honest, that's your fault, boy.
Yeah. Congratulations!
You have been promoted.
No,
is
literally.
Is that a divorce and an abort?
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Wait, can you even force? You can't force her to abort it.
No. Obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like she's keeping that shit.
I mean, yeah, it depends
she
on.
She might not.
Yeah, she might not.
Or maybe
you gotta expose. You gotta expose your relations.
Once it's exposed, is it a divorce and an abort? Like
right.
Yeah.
Because then, like, because he might think that it's his, and like they'll go through with it. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Honestly,
that's some
sick TV shit,
bro.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to go through some confessions? Yeah.
But
as
what
well?
If they're fucking and it actually is the husband's baby?
Yeah.
What
even tell?
They don't even know whose baby it is.
Actually, yeah. How do you tell? Like, they're both fucking.
He's probably just like confident that he was the one who like fucked her last before
like,
she told everyone she was pregnant or something. I don't know.
Oh, this one's crazy. Found out my ex was cheating when she went on vacation. I linked her two best friends and had a threesome.
Nah, you're him if that's real.
You're actually him.
You're him, bro.
That's insane.
That's like the ultimate revenge, bro.
That really is.
Bro.
That's like actually.
Wait, is he saying he did it with his ex's
His ex's girlfriend.
So he got cheated on by her.
Uh-huh.
And then he hit a threesome with her two besties.
There's no fucking way.
Yeah, it also smells fishy.
Also, I'm looking your profile up after this because I don't fucking think so.
That is crazy though,
dude.
Bro, that's actually insane.
Okay, is it deserved?
It is.
Because the ex cheated on him first.
Oh, yeah. I think it is deserved, but I need a fact check. I need a fact check on that.
Because even saying. Getting with one best friend is crazy. Is impossible. Crazy.
Yeah.
But like, Lisa, with two?
Bro, I bet you this is what he wished he would have done. like okay. This is his plot.
Yeah, he dreamed it so many times. Like, he just like thought it was reality.
It's confession slash story time. Some of them could be stories, right? All right.
No, but this one's a good one. Dude. If that actually happened, bro, he's him. Like, I gotta give credit where credit's due.
For real, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. Our audience is some freaks, bro.
This is a little long, okay? Okay. I'm just gonna read it word for word. Getting squirted on is not as fun as it looks on the hub videos. Backstory, this girl came by and we did the deed. She was sitting on my face and it happened suddenly. I just felt a stream of warm water stream down my face and I pull her off and it was like, did you just come? Originally thought it was sweat, but nah, she said yeah. Like, not gonna lie, that shit was all over my face and it started stinging my eyes. Got up immediately and washed it out of my eyes. I don't know if this is appropriate for the pod, but it's wild. LOL.
It's funny because imagine him, bro. His eyes are stinging, bro. And he's like trying to find the restroom and shit. You know what I mean, bro?
Bro,
shit.
Like,
cause it's like piss, right? It's like part piss.
Shit, bro.
I think it so.
I've never been squirted in the face like that, bro. I don't know, bro. That
oh, you haven't, Paul? Sad.
Nah, bro. You got squirted in the face, bro?
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Hell no, bro. Hell
would
no.
You guys want to?
No, bro. I don't think
I mean. Oh, God. It's like, bro. Like, if she's. I would want a girl to sit on my face.
Okay.
Like, you would want that, too.
Yeah, that's cool.
And
but
when she's sitting on your face, I guess she, like.
Yeah, I mean.
It's just like. Water gun.
Especially if my boy said it stings and shit, bro. I don't know, bro.
Imagine he has glasses on and it goes like this and he just
wipes them off.
Bro, that's crazy, bro. So I wouldn't mind. Like, it's just like whatever, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that is a little. Yeah.
That's a bonding moment.
Yeah, it just is. Like, if it's my girlfriend, like, bro, who cares, bro?
Yeah, true. I feel like if it's your girlfriend, you wouldn't. I mean, you already know she does that.
Shit.
Like,
all right, I got a funny one. He said, went to go pee during a Seven Lions concert, and when I got to the urinal, straight jizz started coming out.
What?
I was never horny, never hard, nothing the whole day, wasn't even rolling. And then after he just continued to urinate just fine, he says, I guess I should go see a doctor. Concert was great, though.
I'm glad you had a good time at the concert, my boy.
At dude. The Seven Lions is crazy, dude.
Oh my
brother,
god,
brother. I'm gonna just say this. Yeah, this didn't happen to me. But this happened to my boy. I think it's a normal thing.
What?
I think it's a normal. I think if you, cause like my boy was dancing with a girl, and he said he just straight just came in his pants.
What?
Yeah.
But he didn't know.
But he was like under the influence.
But
it was like, but. So like, this is not even like crazy to me.
No. Wow. But was it like a he knew it happened?
No, like it happened and he was like, yo, what the fuck? It's just like this. And then he's told that story so many times.
Jesus.
And honestly, bro. I could see it happening. Like, I don't know, you're just going dirty in the paint. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just.
Dude, but this guy was like, he was flaccid the whole day. It's from what it sounded like. Like, your boy sounds like he had fun dancing. Like,
yeah. But I don't think he said he wasn't hard though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. This is an interesting one though, bro. At the urinal is insane, bro.
No, yeah, that would trip me out.
Like, were you with a girl, like, getting it on?
Right.
Yeah. Then it makes sense.
That's what I'm assuming.
Then it makes sense.
Like, if it was.
Wait.
He was just chilling, like.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys can, like, come from, like, a girl, like, throwing it back on you?
Dude, honestly, I think I've seen it a lot in high school and
shit,
too, bro.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Right now, no, but, like.
When
like
you're younger,
14 year old me, and I'm catching it.
So like, let's see if you like, bro. Let's say you're at like the dance, and this girl's going hard in the paint, as you mentioned.
Yeah,
like you can.
Yeah.
There's enough friction, especially if you're hard, and then like she's on you,
right?
Like she's throwing it back expeditiously. Yeah. There's friction.
Seductively on me.
There's friction.
No, it's like when like you're like hooking up with a guy, but you guys aren't going all the way, and you're just like on top of him, but you guys are still fully clothed.
Yeah, it's like grand.
It's like different, though.
I was going to say for guys, though, also, especially that age, bro, I feel like you get excited about the idea because you have a chance to fuck them, bro. You think you might hit.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why also you're like extra hard.
Yeah, it's low-key like premature.
Yeah.
But like that's why they call it grinding. Like when you're, when a, like if a guy's hard, it makes it that much better. You know, it's grinding.
Mm. Is it like, can you not get like that when you're rolling?
Oh yeah, shit's fucking soft.
Really?
Oh really?
Dude, on a Willy Wonka, bro, it's fucking bad, bro. It's bad.
Really?
It's bad.
Yeah. Damn, I didn't know that was a thing.
Mm. I can see that.
I think. Damn, that sucks as a guy.
What?
Cause like, what if like you wanna like, you know, you're off of that shit, you know, and you wanna have a great time in bed, and you can't.
Yeah, you're like doing it with like a half chub. You can still do it.
You can still do it.
You can still do it. Yeah, you can still do it.
But do you still feel it in your brain?
Yeah, like you almost want to do it even more.
Yeah.
But there's just like a disconnect.
You just
don't feel it anymore. And then like
that's so annoying.
It's
so
annoying. Yeah.
No, but the bonkers get you kind of horny.
Wait, the what?
No, everything gets you horny.
Yeah, you're right.
Is it the bonkers?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Dude, everything gets you horny. But like
you're right.
The thing about bonkers, which is like
what gets street, guys the horniest?
Alcohol.
Yeah,
alcohol is pretty good. Alcohol is pretty good. Dude.
I feel like alcohol is tough.
Wait, alcohol makes you like horn dogs?
Alcohol. Yeah.
Really? Sure.
And the thing is, with alcohol, there's a certain limit. It'll make me extra hard. But then if I reach the line, and then I'll just get whiskey.
I know, but like, but you're still feeling horny.
Oh, it's on go. Yeah.
Really?
It's on go mode. It's on go mode, and then.
No wonder guys are so thirsty at the club. And
exactly.
Stuff.
Yeah, no, exactly.
That's why.
No, I feel like it's the same for me too. Like, cause like when I'm on the other stuff, especially like at a rave or whatever, I'm not like horny. I just feel happy love.
You're horny on alcohol.
But on alcohol, drunk? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, girls are horny on alcohol.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
What?
What the fuck?
What?
What are you talking about? Like you never drank before?
No.
You probably get like that
Jennifer,
too, bro.
She gets like that, bro.
On okay, so on E,
I feel like flirty, not horny.
But with your man's though.
Yeah, with my man's. Yeah. With my man's different. Yeah.
I think alcohol, like, it just like reverts you back to your like primal instincts, so you're hungry. And like you need a fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like
need fuck is crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like
need fuck.
Might be true. That might
turn,
be true.
Like when you're fucked, like you just turn into like a caveman. Like you go back to your what are your three
guys
like
really
primal?
Do, bro.
Like,
yeah.
You get water, like, bro.
Right, bro. Well, yeah.
Water, food, and sex, bro. Like, that's literally like. You know what I mean?
And like, they go like I feel like they go like ham in bed too, bro. When they're drunk and you're going at it for like an hour. Or
you
something.
Could go crazy.
You know what
you
I mean?
You could go crazy.
But you know what's like my
y'all? I'm so touch deprived.
No. Let me think.
That's why we're so into this combo.
No. You know what's the best though? Like when I'm high.
High is the best.
Really?
Dude, being high.
Holy shit.
And getting into sexual activities with your
so
significant other.
Amazing.
It's unmatched.
Dude, I don't know why. If like I'm just smoking with a guy too, and like it's like a sneaky link thingy, it's like I'm the horniest ever.
Oh yeah. Oh, the smoking.
Dude,
sneaky
also,
yeah.
I feel like being high like really tests the relationship. Like
it really.
Because I feel like it's really easy to find guys cringy when
cringy
you're high.
High.
Oh.
Like it's like very easily that you can get the ick.
Right. I could see that, especially because they start acting out a little bit.
They start acting weird, bro, like goofy. Yeah. Yeah. And don't let him start fucking freestyling. Like, I will actually walk out.
You've been there before?
Dude, I've been there too many times.
Oh, I've been there one too many times.
No way, you too? Oh, my God.
This was such a high school thing.
It was such a high school thing. It's definitely, like, more of a college thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, okay, recently I haven't gotten any of those.
Yeah.
But, like, bro, in
college high school.
Is it guys acting more weird, or is it you guys just being more hyper aware of what's
it,
going on?
It probably
both.
Is both.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But like,
because like I feel like, because I act weird.
Yeah.
But if you're high, you'll probably think I'm like hella weird.
But it's a certain type of weird. Like,
yeah, it's like a weird, different weird.
It's like uncomfortable weird. Like you're scaring the hoes weird.
No, it's just
you know
it's
what I mean?
That's the thing, bro.
It's
like
cringy
weird.
I feel like you know why that happens, or at least for me,
like
why it happens.
It's
because I always smoke too much with the girl.
Yeah.
Because you kind of want to like you know like look like you could take it. You feel me? So I'm just like yo, like I'm chilling, bro. You good?
Yeah.
Like making sure she's straight. Next thing you know, I could barely drive. So I'm like, yo, let's sit in the parking lot for a bit. And that's why. why the freestyle comes out, because I gotta kill some time, bro. I gotta kill some time.
Well, I know you're.
I definitely did freestyle. Nah.
You're singing.
Yeah, I start singing.
Bro, that's probably worse. That's worse than the rapping.
That might be worse, bro.
Oh, that is worse. That is worse. Honestly, I've never done that.
That might be worse. Bro.
I'm sober and I do it.
That might be.
Yeah,
that was a comedy.
Not under the influence, bro.
Bro, sober. You got guts, Paul.
Shit, man.
Dude, that was a good ass joke, Paul.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm being dead ass though.
I know. That's why it was funny.
Because under the influence, well, honestly, I'm a little anxious, bro. That's yeah.
Like smoking weed?
Yeah, or like not by myself and shit. But say I'm on a first date with the girl. Every time I've done that, bro, and we've smoked, dude, it doesn't really go that well.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, bro. Weed is not it, bro. You're, like, too in your head, bro.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to look goofy, and I end up looking goofy.
Yeah. Alcohol is good for the first date, I feel.
Yeah, for sure. Did I ever tell you guys this story once? Like, I went with the girl to, like, go do it, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, midnight, so I go to the classic spot in Irvine, Suicide Hill. If y'all know, you know.
You know,
so I'm up there, walk up that hill, you know, I'm just chiefing. Next thing you know, I'm like, yo. I don't think I can get down right now. So I'm sitting on the rock for 2 hours, bro. Like, yo, let's just like vibe, you know?
I know the exact rock.
So embarrassing, bro.
Wait, was she trying to dip?
Dude, like she was saying that she was feeling it, but I was like, bro, she's so sober and just like agreeing because I'm like gone. She's
right.
Like,
you know, and you were gone, girl.
I was gone, girl.
Bro.
I was gone, girl, bro.
Dude, that's kind of funny. Dude, now that you guys told me that, like, guys are really horny when they're drunk, like, it makes me, like, kind of turned off.
Wait, I thought that was
bro,
a given
what
thing.
What are you talking about?
No, you know this.
That's a common knowledge, though.
Yeah.
It's like,
guys, you cannot listen to them when they're drunk and horny. That's, like, literally the most peak pee-pee monster coming
like,
at
that's
you.
That's why you're getting hit up the most at the clubs.
Because they're drunk.
Yeah.
Sober dudes are not really going up like that. Like,
they just want to have sex.
Yeah, those fuckers, bro. Those fuckers, man.
They're motherfuckers.
Yeah, dude. Shit, bro. Are you actually surprised by that?
Yeah, no, I am very surprised by that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what?
You thought they were just courageous more or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're just more confident.
Oh, like the.
I thought it was liquid courage, but I didn't know they were just all horny.
It's both, though.
Like we're always horny.
They kind of go hand in hand in a way because they're extra horny, so they're also more inclined to go up and ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
thank you to you guys, you crazy motherfuckers, for leaving those confessions.
For real, right? Bro.
I don't know if you guys are lying, all right?
Yeah.
Those are some crazy ones. We didn't even read the crazy ones, too.
For real. Let us know if you like that, though. We can definitely try it out again. But yeah, let us know.
Yeah. And then we're going to finish off with one question.
Mm-hmm.
Megan?
I just thought of a great idea. We should each have a secret confession and put it in the hat. And then draw it and try to guess who it is.
Oh, we can do that next episode.
That is pretty good, actually. Yeah, that is pretty good.
And we could make like two or three each, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like a couple in there.
Okay, we'll do that next episode.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Anyways, big brain over here. I'm just kidding. Okay, we talked about this, but I want to know your guys' best flirting tips for our viewers.
Ooh.
Flirting tips.
What's like some good tips, some big no-nos, some big doo-doos?
I think I would love to hear from you guys first.
I think a big tip is eye contact. Mm-hmm. It's crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Crucial. And don't look away. Like,
don't look away.
Don't look away. And I think another one is like, I feel like honestly, good flirting is short. Like, don't be too yappy.
I feel like
add a sense of like mystery to you. Mm-hmm. Like, don't like just like reveal all your cards in the very beginning.
Right.
Like, be very kind of short. And like, honestly, I feel like in the beginning, like, you have to be a little bit like uninterested.
Yeah.
And then like they reel you in. Exactly. And then you kind of like show like little by little.
Right.
Yeah. But like, don't go straight out being like, oh, I like you, you know? Because I feel like that turns guys off. Like, I feel like,
oh, like when girls say that,
when they're like straight up say like, oh, like I like you, you know, I feel like that kind of like,
I mean, if you're cute, it's
it really depends on how you look, actually. But I would say, like, as a general rule of thumb, like, just, you know, keep it going, but don't be too wordy.
Yeah. It's it's all a game in reality. It really is a game. And you got to learn to play the game, to be honest. Yeah. And, like, I honestly think one of the best things about, like, flirting or anything is, like, holding a true conversation. Even if it's, like, 5 minutes long and you felt like that was a great conversation, that it will stick in your brain. Do you know what I mean? So getting good at, like, you know, coming up with, like, a good response to a certain question or something like that, you know? Like, don't act, like, so disinterested that you're like, oh, that's cool. You know, you still got to put a little effort and, like, have a conversation. Even if it's not flirting, I think having a good conversation is good.
Are, like, I'm kind of confused because as a viewer, like, I'm, like, listening or just, like, as a listener. And then I feel like she's saying to have a convo, but she's saying to have, like, a short, mysterious vibe. Yeah, I know. You know what I mean? Like it's so different.
She's saying, like, just keep the banter going.
Oh, okay.
Right? She's all about the banter. Banter. You know that. We know that.
Like a joking style of banter? So not, like, an actual convo then, right?
Yeah, I like joking style. I like being, like, kind of mean to each other. That's, like, my style. You know what I mean? But, like, you're obviously joking about it.
Right.
That's my favorite.
I feel like that's like getting to know each other though, not like flirting.
Being mean to each other?
No, like having a conversation.
Oh yeah. Yeah, let's just kind of ignore that whole part then.
No.
Like, no, you can still have that.
No, those are good. Those are good, I think. And I think it's important to have a good combo. Mm-hmm. But like flirting, I think it's like all like body language, like eye contact, like, you know.
That's true.
I mean, the girls can be shy though. Like, we don't even mind that at all.
It really just like, I don't know.
Like, okay, as a guy, what are like some things that girls say in a flirting way that you are like, oh, I like that?
Dude, I feel like if a pretty girl says anything, you think it's flirty.
Yeah, yeah.
That is actually so true.
But let's just say like.
Don't, honestly, I hate this fucking line from girls. Don't be like, are you going to ask me for my number?
Oh, I hate that. Oh, no way, bro. Oh,
I hate that line.
Wait, why? I want
to
know.
I've said, like, girls, like, I think, like, two girls have said that to me recently.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Are you going to ask me for my number? Uh-huh. Like, in a cute way, I'm like, it's a lock. Uh-huh. This is like, too easy, like, bro.
Oh, that's it's why like, you don't bro, like it.
Yeah, it's like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, here. Uh-huh. Give me your number.
Oh, shit.
But it's
shit.
Like, bro, there's no more, like, it's not fun no more.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Maybe they're just waiting for you, bro. They're like, what's taking no, this guy so long?
No, but what if it was like, you know, you're not going to see this girl again?
No.
Like it's like at a rave or like a concert, and like obviously you guys both live in SoCal, but you know you don't got no mutuals.
I
mean, or
I guess if it's like a pretty girl and like we've been vibing the whole night, uh-huh. But I'm thinking more in terms of like, dude, I met him at a bar like five minutes in. Are you gonna ask me for my number?
That's crazy. Like,
that is, yeah. That is.
I'll take your
crazy.
Number, but fuck it. I'm
that's
after.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy, bro.
But I'd say the biggest tip for my guys.
Yeah.
I think it's all about like. I think girls can sense energy.
Okay.
And like I know when you see a pretty girl,
uh-huh.
Like guys get excited.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like okay. you get really excited, right? Uh-huh, it's like, uh-huh. Oh, and I never really get the chance to talk to a pretty girl.
Right.
But girls sense that, bro. So yeah. Like I would say my biggest tip is to like keep it so calm. Like almost act like, you know, this is just like
every day.
Yeah, it's every day. Yeah, or like, you know, after we talk, like I'm gonna go talk to someone else. Like,
yeah. Honestly, that's good advice, bro. Yeah, it might sound a little corny, but honestly, that's great advice, bro.
It's just like,
yeah.
Yeah. I feel like a girl always knows if a guy likes her.
Yeah.
In a certain way.
Because guys do be getting way too excited sometimes.
Way too
yeah.
excited, and they start asking the weird questions.
Yeah, and the girl's probably like,
they start getting too close, yeah. And they start like, just like trying to like, like honestly, it's like if you meet a pretty girl at a party, like send her off after like a couple minutes, maybe come back to it. But like you try to like leech onto her and shit, like just you're so excited. Like,
right, the comeback this method is
good.
Great.
This is some that great is, advice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is some very solid advice.
No, for sure, bro.
Like almost act like you do this. Like you got options. Like,
yeah.
Even if it's the hottest girl you've seen. Like,
right.
Just keep it calm.
Right.
For real.
It can't be a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like because the girl will sense that right away, and they're like, he likes me too much. Yeah. Get away now.
No, that is actually so fast.
Like
facts,
he gets no hoes. Like right, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right. That's literally yeah. But if we're talking about just like shit, like what Jennifer was saying, I agree with even as a guy, like the just eye contact and like smiling and shit. But if you're at a party setting or club, bro, if there's a girl you eye, like we all know this, but if you keep making that eye contact, bro, and she's looking, like, dude, in a way that's flirting,
that's
bro.
Flirting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
it
it's
is.
About time to just go
talk.
You know?
Yeah. No, that's a big thing too. It's like I like a confident guy. You know, like they know what they're doing, and I like it when they know that they can make a move now. You know what I mean? They're mm-hmm. like, don't be like, you know, waiting too long. Because once you like, you know, obviously you have the eye contact dance. Do you yeah. know what I mean? There's a certain period for that. If you do it for yeah. too long now, she's going to get irritated. She's going to move on too, you know?
Yeah.
So know the timing for things, I feel like.
That is true. A good smile is always great. A good smile is always great. Joking style great. Works good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Make him laugh, bro.
Yeah.
You're so in, bro.
Yeah.
She's actually laughing, not like a courtesy laugh. Right. Bro, she's laughing at, right. At you, like for your jokes. Uh-huh. Bro, you're in, bro. Yeah.
What do you think about the method where you compliment like the randomest thing?
That's not my method.
Oh, really?
Honestly, that only works if you're cute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like I like your like, you know, like earrings.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like something that not many guys would notice. Like, damn, those are the crazy yeah. like you said earrings or something. Yeah.
That's not yeah, I don't really do that.
That's corny.
Really? It don't work? I feel like that
it's
works,
corny
bro.
To me.
Really?
Because I know that they only said that to start the combo.
Or like they're trying to be, it's like almost you're trying too hard to be unique right. by saying a unique thing about
right,
you.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, that makes sense.
But I'm always, I've always been the whisper guy, bro. I love that shit.
You are yeah, big at the club, like whisper, you get real yeah, close whisper, into the ear yeah, and yeah, shit.
Whisper.
Yeah. Whisper. Lips are damn near touching her ear and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, you know one thing that really fucking like makes me crazy
what?
Is like when a guy's talking and he's fucking spits in your face.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
That happens though.
Yeah, yeah.
There's literally nothing worse.
I've been on accident
like
sometimes.
If, you have a, if I see a chimp Tico on my fucking face, bro, I am walking the other way.
Yeah, bro.
Like that is like straight that's up, bro. Straight disqualified.
Yeah.
Dude,
like
yeah.
automatic.
Happens, though, like,
no, it does happen. But
though.
I'm like,
and
bro.
You know what the worst part of it is if they're whispering in your damn fucking ear at the club and it's just like
just,
spit in your ear.
Oh my god.
No,
yeah.
I feel like it's when they're really close to your face and like they're just like
it's like
spitting in your face.
Oh god.
The ear one's gross if like I don't like him. I'm like, bro, ew.
Yeah.
And they're like getting close and you're like, oh my god.
Oh yeah, wait. Yeah, don't stay like talking. Like just drop the line, one liner and get out. Like,
yeah, drop the one and get out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Don't stay there.
Yeah, like, yeah. Don't stay
don't
there.
Stay
oh
there.
My
you
god.
Stay nuzzled.
Don't
pay
like,
rent.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what like irks me so much?
What?
When they don't understand personal fucking space.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Holy
that's a big one.
Oh my god, especially if you're at the club, you know what I mean? Like,
even if it's a cute guy.
Even if it's a cute guy, like I like a good little distance, you know?
What do you guys mean by that? Like they're just getting too close all the time?
Yeah, they're just
or?
Like
yeah.
in your fucking
in
your, area.
Yeah,
like,
face.
Like you're they're in your
and you're like and they're trying to talk to you like and their face is like right here. I'm like, bro, I could hear you if you're right here. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that, like that, yeah. there's nothing more that turns me off than personal space.
Yeah, it's the green line test. You heard of that?
Oh, I did see that.
When
yeah.
you like see a picture, it's yeah. like the guy should always have a, it's your like, head to your toe should
yeah,
always be a
straight
line.
Yeah.
And the girl should be kind of leaning in with their body.
Yeah, I'd be seeing those.
But if a girl is just straight body and the guy's leaning in,
yeah.
then it's like, then it's not good.
The dynamics.
Yeah, the dynamics.
Saying, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like, oh my god, especially like even if it's like strangers in line. This is not even a flirting thing either. Like if I'm going out in line to check out something and the lady is like sticking her chest to my back, like waiting in line, that shit bothers
what?
Me so much. You know when they're just like way too close to you when you're in line.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. That is annoying.
That
bro.
Like actually like
yeah, personal space.
There's
yeah,
nothing
dude.
That irks me more.
Yeah. Sure. I think those were great tips though. I think
you know what I also don't like when I see at the club? It's like dudes with sweaty backs.
Oh.
And
dude.
They wear the t-shirt that shows the
yeah.
sweat stains.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, ew.
It's kind of inevitable, bro.
I know, but it's
yeah.
such a turn off.
Yeah.
Like he's been here this whole time.
Yeah.
No,
from,
yeah.
the, from the beginning.
And he's
yeah.
he's jumping and raging.
Yeah. He's like
he
in the crowd
like,
and shit.
Forehead beads
yeah,
going
yeah.
on.
Yes.
Yeah. No, no jumping allowed.
Dude,
dude
if you're a big sweater, like keep a towel on you or something. Like
for real.
Please. And don't wear gray.
Yeah,
oh
gray is
why
where it
do
shows.
You keep wearing gray?
Gray is where it shows.
When
actually.
You got pit stains.
Dude, facts,
hello?
Gray is where it shows.
Oh my god, yeah.
Dude, you know what I also hate? Chelsea boots, bro.
Oh, dude, yeah, bro. That's
no
like, that's like
way.
2016, bro.
With the skinny jean combo.
Yeah, dude.
No, it's a specific type of dude
yeah,
that
yeah.
wears.
It's
and
like
he's
the, it's
wearing
like
a button down.
Yeah, for sure, button down, for sure. for sure buttoned down.
I think certain guys could pull it off though.
Fuck no.
Dude, honestly, really? I think it's still kind of cool.
It's the gym, bro. It's the gym.
It is the gym, bro. Oh my god.
And they really think they really think they ate with that one.
Dude, they do, bro. Oh my god, bro.
Yeah, like no. See, that's another big thing. Like, know your style.
Wait, why do gym bros love skinny jeans?
They love the boots. Yeah, and you can't wear anything else with the boot.
Right.
You can't wear a cargo pant, loose-ass cargo pant with the boot. You know
like,
what
you
mean?
Could, but it goes best with jeans. Exactly, just, like, over it. Yeah.
I'm fucking dead, bro. It's the button down, too. That's funny. The button down. And they probably have, like, a faux hawk.
bro.
Or like hair styled no,
it's
up.
Like, imagine it's like two guys already literally dressed like this, bro.
Double sleeved up all the way on the, on the button down.
Oh my god. Yes.
With the hella bracelets on the, yeah.
Bro, it's always like the leather braided bracelets.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah,
this
nah.
is so specific.
But I think the trend has passed though. I think it
yeah,
has.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to mention that one.
Dude, yeah, honestly, like the biggest turnoff is when a guy wears skinny jeans. Don't just throw them all away.
Yeah, I mean it was in at one point, yeah. So it's like
honestly, it's gonna come like, back. Bro.
Even if like, when it was in, I hated that shit.
You was wearing skinny jeans,
but hey,
girls on skinny jeans is different.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Different.
I think even now, girls wearing skinny jeans is a little.
Oh, I love that.
Really?
Oh, I'm in that.
I don't like that, bro.
You don't like that?
Girls with skinny jeans.
Yeah. You like the baggy?
Or like this is cool, but like some tight ass blue jeans. Yeah, dude, loungewear is sexy on girls these days, bro. I feel like that's the move.
I know, but like when going out, she's not gonna wear this going out to like a dinner.
It's
kind of
fire. Oh yeah, to dinner. Going out to like a dinner. True.
Oh, what are things that girls wear in the club where you're like, ooh.
Ooh. There's like a good amount of shit though, honestly.
Like, are you guys like a crop top jean shorts type of guy?
Oh,
crop
that always jeans. Like it's
or like a dress kind of guy? Though.
That's kind of a club. I feel like girls or do you like the dresses?
Like a mini skirt and a mini
top. I like a mini dress. Mm-hmm. Like the ones that like end up here.
Yeah.
Dude, I like the tight ass ones, bro.
You like tight?
Like, even if it's long, you know those tight ass gray ones that just forms to their body perfectly. You see their ass poking out and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one, bro. That's the one. But also, like, I like the girls who are actually just like dripped up. Like, they just got some streetwear sense.
Oh, okay.
But also, the combo you said earlier, the crop top and blue jean shorts, never fails, honestly, bro.
Yeah. So it doesn't really matter too much.
It doesn't matter too much, but there are certain fits where sometimes you just don't like it, right? You just don't like seeing it. Or maybe we just don't like their face. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like seeing like fucking baggy ass cargo pants on girls.
Really?
To be honest.
Yeah. Like, actually, at the club, it does look weird.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, in general, bro. I don't really.
Yeah.
Really? Baggy ass cargo pants with some Air Forces. Like.
Oh, yeah. Fuck no, bro.
I feel like it's like the street type of vibe. Like the street wear.
It's like a lot of girls do wear that, though. I'm just like, but it doesn't like, I don't know.
Nah, facts, bro.
I'm always a mini skirt, mini top, type of gal.
Yeah.
Oh, skirt.
Dude, I was gonna say, you know what looks good on girls too at parties and shit like that? Like people who are girls who are really well accessorized. They got a lot of like necklaces and like hella earrings and shit, dude. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Accessories are, I feel like.
Yeah. Makes you stand out.
Definitely.
Yeah, I honestly noticed the bag, bro.
Oh, the bag?
A little shorter.
Yeah, you do notice it.
If it's like a little Chanel-y going,
you do notice
I noticed that shit.
You do notice it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well,
are we done?
That's all we have for today.
Yeah. I was honestly still pretty long episode. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, bro.
That was hella long.
Jason was supposed to go out and shit.
It's almost at 2, bro. Yeah, we should end it here.
I'm hungies.
Dude, I'm so hungry, bro.
Yeah, thank you to everyone leaving hashtag fate in the other. Dude, you went crazy hashtag fate in the last episode.
Sure, what's bro. Another? Yeah. What's our?
No.
We're done.
Back to back is crazy. Yeah. Crazy. We bring it back again, though, sometime. Yeah.
But we see it. Yo, I see all y'all staying to the end, though. I see you guys.
For real, bro. Or are they clicking to the end to find out the word?
No, they wouldn't know it was a word. No, I'd love seeing.
We should sneak it in the middle of a pod next time.
You should sneak this.
Oh.
Sorry, I don't know why I did that.
Nah, but thank you to everyone who's been watching. I did see our subscriber went up 0.1, so now we're at 33.3.
33.3, yeah.
33.3.
Yep.
That's
so
my
make sure
number.
To subscribe, bro. 50K on the way still, bro.
Yes, sir. Hopefully you guys enjoy the confessions. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to bring our own confessions for next week.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed this week's episode. And we're the 9 for 9 podcast, baby. Peace out.
Peace.